The following is a paid program on this station.
Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Indeed, that's who it is. Welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is indeed Green Medicine Radio. And this is indeed, according to my parents anyway, Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, according to the University of Michigan, from Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. Now, for most of the next 2 hours, we'll take your phone. Oh, excuse me, for most of the next 1 hour. Sorry about that. We'll take your phone calls. But in the meantime, I'm going to go through some of the things we do at Tahoma Clinic. Besides, or I should say, in addition to bioidentical hormone replacement, which was first reintroduced on this planet, I'm not kidding, reintroduced on this planet at Tahoma Clinic in the very early 1980s. It's helped literally millions of postmenopausal women. Not all of whom come to Tahoma Clinic, of course, because this has been taught to other doctors, as well as men with low testosterone. Both men and women, the biggest deal for bioidentical hormones is reducing risk of cognitive decline. Yes, and that's research proven. Actually, bioidentical hormone replacement is actually spread worldwide. Now, Tahoma Clinic is one of only very few clinics in these United States to work with cellular rejuvenation therapy. That's cellular rejuvenation therapy, put together by Dr. Paul Niehans of Switzerland in the 1920s, we've helped many individuals to significantly improve organ and tissue health in the large majority of individuals treated with cellular rejuvenation therapy. Just for one example, folks, we treated a poor guy in his late 50s, early 60s, who was having to have bone marrow treatment by, I'm not kidding, blood transfusions 3 or 4 times a week because his bone marrow wouldn't make bone cells. Well, we used the cellular rejuvenation therapy for the bone marrow, and it started working again. And in fact, he moved back to his country where he was born and died there from something else 2 or 3 years later. No transfusions required. Mm-hmm. Since the 1980s, we've helped 70% or more of those with dry macular degeneration stop deterioration of their vision, and most significantly improve their vision. Oh, yes, and there's much more that Tahoma physicians know how to do. Do you have age-related hearing loss? Have any of the physicians or audiologists you've consulted recommended checking your level of a hormone called aldosterone? Following the pioneering work of Dr. Dennis Troon, Ph.D. of Oregon Health Sciences University, Tahoma Clinic physicians have found that approximately half of those with age-related hearing loss who also have low levels of this adrenal hormone, which isn't that all that hard to measure, can significantly improve their hearing with bioidentical aldosterone prescribed by Tahoma physicians. Now, how about cutting your newborn child's risk of ever getting type 1 diabetes by 80%? Yep. That one was published in The Lancet in 2001, exactly how to do that. Cut risk of type 1 diabetes ever by 80%. Would you like to eliminate your child's asthmatic wheezing and not just control it with inhalers and other patent medicines? That can be done in well over 50% of children with this problem within 30 to 60 days. I am not kidding. How do I know? Well, because I had to research and find out how to do it for our son, yes. And it works for the large majority of the other kids, too. Our son's now in his 40s. But, yep, we got rid of his asthma. Mm-hmm. How about not ever having your children get strep throat again? That's not hard. We learned that from the head of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins University. He's not head of pediatrics anymore. In fact, he's not with us anymore, but not because he was wrong. Everybody who's followed the advice he gave us all, they've all stopped having strep throats. Oh, how about eliminating childhood eczema in the large majority? Stop your kids from getting ear infections, cut the risk of colds and flu dramatically with diet changes and 2 or 3 vitamins. I didn't say 100 vitamins. I said 2 or 3. Some of physicians work with all these aspects of childhood health and more. And let's not forget teenage acne. It's quite possible to get it under much better control, and if the teenager can be persuaded to make diet changes, eliminate it altogether. Now, for adults, what about cutting your risk of heart attack and stroke very significantly without any attention to cholesterol levels and other targets of so-called patent medicines? They're called that because they're patented. I know they like to call them pharmaceuticals, but basically they're patent medicines. Yep. I don't know why. Anyway, Toma Clinic physicians work with all these aspects of childhood health. Yeah, now for adults, what about cutting your risk of heart attack? I said that, didn't I? Well, let's go over here to women adults. It's possible to eliminate nausea and vomiting in pregnancy in over 90% in just 3 days. And you've heard this before, with safe natural means. That research was published and since totally ignored, as there's no patent possible, in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. How about reducing heavy menstrual bleeding to normal bleeding for menstrual periods? And that one was published in the South African Medical Journal in 1977. Fortunately, they published it in English, so we can pass it along. Even heavy menstrual clotting can be eliminated, and so can painful menstrual cramping. No kidding. Now, gestational diabetes can be eliminated in 2 weeks or less. There's published research there from the 1970s. I'm not kidding. 24 out of 26 women totally cured from gestational diabetes within 2 weeks with a vitamin. No, I'm not kidding. Toma physicians know how to prevent and, if necessary, reverse toxemia, also called preeclampsia, within a few days' time. No, folks, I am not BSing you. I am not kidding you. We've done all of this stuff, but we didn't make it all up. We made up the bioidentical hormones. But let's just take the preeclampsia thing. That builds on the 1960s work of Dr. Tom Brewer, who described it in his book called Metabolic Toxemia of Late Pregnancy. That's Tom Brewer, Metabolic Toxemia of Late Pregnancy. Last time I checked, multiple copies were available at eBay for less than $10 a piece, almost all with free shipping. Toma physician can stop hair loss suffered by premenstrual women, too, and eliminate over 90% of all symptoms of endometriosis in 2 to 4 months with entirely natural treatment, which can be done at home. And that research was published in 2004, and obviously it's not patentable, or you would have heard about it. No waiting for menopause to get rid of the endometriosis. No surgery required for endometriosis. And although appearance may not be a major health problem, years ago, I worked with a compounding pharmacy to develop a research-based skin cream that safely and very significantly slows the appearance of aging. And there's a version for men, too. I'm not kidding. And then, if we go to the work of a very prominent New York City MD, PhD, there's stuff you can swallow that slows the appearance of aging that's very safe to swallow. It's in your body anyway. You just put more there. And there's a skin cream version for men, too. Also for men, Toma Clinic physicians can significantly reduce risk of prostate cancer. There's research that goes back over a decade. In fact, it goes back further than that, about an anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolite. In scientese, it's abbreviated 3-beta-adiol, but it ain't patentable. Yes, he did say ain't patentable. That no other men's clinic bothers to measure. Now, how do I know that? Because Meridian Valley Laboratory, where I happen to be affiliated, very kindly found out how to measure the anti-carcinogenic testosterone when I asked them to. It took them a year, but good grief, it could have taken them forever. It's taken other men's clinics forever to learn to measure, or even have blood drawn to get measured for this 3-beta-adiol, which is strictly anti-carcinogenic. And if it happens to be on the low side, there are safe, natural ways a man can persuade his own body to make significantly more of this stuff, which, of course, cuts the risk of prostate cancer. Now, what about just plain old prostate problems without cancer? Well, there are many safe, natural ways to help those, including a natural molecule found in vegetables, shown by before and after ultrasound measurement, research reported in 2008, to be capable of shrinking a man's prostate by 20%. And most men haven't heard about a safe hormone-free botanical remedy, research-proven, to stimulate muscle enlargement. No kidding. Now, whether male or female, do you have an autoimmune disease? Maybe multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, lupus, Graves' disease, vitiligo, Meniere's disease, or any of the more than 100 autoimmune diseases listed on the website of the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association. Our physicians can help reduce or even eliminate autoimmune disease using safe, research-based, natural treatments. Here's just one of many clues. According to the website mentioned, more than 75% of autoimmune disease sufferers are women. Huh. No surprise that published research from 2002 and 2011 tells us that one of the estrogens can actually significantly change the balance of the immune system away from autoimmunity. And Tahoma Clinic physicians know which estrogen that is and how to work with it. Yeah. If you or anyone you know has an autoimmune problem, Tahoma Clinic physicians can help with any immune system suppressing patent medicines. At Tahoma Clinic, we not only put to use old neglected research, we also keep track of current research findings. Perhaps you've heard me mention in the past the 2017 research report, which reported that a B vitamin may be able to reverse glaucoma in its early stages. Also, a 2017 issue of New England Journal of Medicine discussed how a newly discovered way in which estrogen helps to control postmenopausal weight gain, another benefit of bioidentical hormone replacements. Back to Green Medicine Radio. Don't forget all those W's in greenmedicineonline.com. An archive of all our programs, broadcast. Wonder why nobody ever narrowcasts. Okay, broadcast since 2010. You can click here for archive shows, then click on any year displayed, scroll through for any program or segment of any program you want. You can also click there for 2017 shows, 2018 shows, 2019 shows, or any other year back to 2010. There are tabs for topics, hosts, the Tahoma Clinic YouTube channel, the Tahoma Clinics, and a contact and a link tab. And by the way, we got a whole bunch of good videos at Tahoma Clinic YouTube channel that you might be interested in. Thanks to longtime volunteer webmaster John DeBlazo, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and now to George Saxton for keeping it updated. Now, don't forget about Green Medicine Newsletter. We discuss different topics in there. We do. GreenMedicineNewsletter.com, and it also has an archive into which you can get that goes back. And you can put in the topic of something you're interested in reading about, if you're interested in reading, that is, and read about it, if you're a subscriber, of course. And the subscriptions aren't all that expensive. It really isn't. So consider visiting greenmedicineonline.com or greenmedicineradio.com, gets you to the same place, or all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. And why not recommend these to friends with health problems or those who want to live longer and stay healthy at the same time? Imagine doing that. Well, anyway, that's just some of the things that physicians at Tahoma Clinic can do. We rely on new research, we rely on old research, just so it works, and absolutely none of it is patented. It's all from nature, using the natural substances and natural energies that belong in human bodies. Imagine that. Now, why is that not done in conventional medicine, or let's call it standard of care medicine? Well, one of the next couple of newsletters, I'll tell you exactly why it's not done. Yeah, you probably guessed what the reason is. But how did we get there? That's what I'll be telling you in one of the next Green Medicine newsletters. How did we get to the state we're in medicine, where if it ain't patentable, it ain't standard of care? Who knows? Despite all this research on natural remedies, who knows? I don't know. Well, anyway, folks, I think it's probably time for me to shut up and listen to the music. I don't hear it yet, but I should be taking your calls after that. So our phone numbers are 206-421-0770 and 888-465-8770. That's 206-421-0770 or 888-465-8770.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I'm still here, and there's Terry in Mount Lake Terrace, it says. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, what's on my mind is something I learned about phase 1 insulin response earlier this week from Dr. Brian Walsh. You've probably heard of him. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the glycomark marker for 1,5-AG in the bloodstream, and he's saying that the high glycemic variability is primarily a result of this phase 1 insulin response being inadequate, and he hinted at but didn't give any information about how to activate or upregulate the GLP-1 enzyme, which helps with that response. He said there are pharmaceutical and natural ways. And that was it. I'm looking for natural ways.
Well, the only one I know about for sure on this topic, sir, is melatonin. It's very good for the pancreas, helps repair those islet cells. Have you ever had your melatonin level checked? Or you can just simply get it from the store.
I haven't had it checked, but I have supplemented with that and or 5-HTP for years.
Well, good. So, I'm not sure that 5-HTP will do that. Melatonin is the only one I've read on that will.
Yeah.
But as we both know, the worst melatonin can do is make you too sleepy. So you might give it a shot.
Well, okay. I'll get back to try that. The 5-HTP for me was just to make enough melatonin to sleep, but not anything more than that.
Oh, I see. Being cautious, yeah, that's always good. Okay.
Well, yeah, my genetics and my presentation is that I tend to burn off the serotonin fairly quickly, so I wanted to take the 5-HTP anyway to boost that. Yeah, and have enough.
You've been doing your studying, sir. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Oh, okay. Well, I might throw in 5 milligrams of melatonin along with the 5-HTP to see if that helps at all. Now, that GlycoMark test, I guess, is not really available and kind of expensive. I don't know who does it.
Yeah, this is why I haven't gone looking for it, sir, because I've heard from a couple of sources it's kind of pricey.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
what's the point of the test for you, sir?
Well, for me personally, I don't think there is one. In fact, I wouldn't do it anyway for another reason that he pointed out, and that is that those who are on low dairy and paleo keto nutrition plans are going to test low on that anyway, and that's where I'm at. But he said it was for other reasons. So for me, the test probably isn't worthwhile. But my glucose has been creeping up a little bit, and it might just be the, you know, increased cortisol from the stress of the scandemic that's going around. I don't know.
That's true, sir. Have you read about the Kraft, K-R-A-F-T?
Oh, yes. I've got his book, and I've got a book on your website.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I thought I would get two of those, one for me and one for my wife. She's starting a program now to help her overcome sugar craving. So I thought I would find out where she's at before we get started.
Makes sense.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for the call, and congratulations again on your studying. If we study about how to keep ourselves personally healthy, we're more likely to be that, to get that way. I can't say it's guaranteed, but it's more likely, and it sounds like you're on the right track, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Tom Cohen, I heard him say recently that you can't spread, you can spread an infectious agent, but you can't spread disease. It's the body that makes you sick.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's move along here to Ray, who's calling us from Seattle.
Well, hi, Dr. Ray.
Hello, sir.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Quercetin?
Quercetin?
Yeah.
Ah, that's it, quercetin. Sure, sir.
Quercetin. So, you know, I'm sure you've seen the American Frontline Doctors video.
No, I haven't seen that one, but thank you for telling me it exists. I've read a lot about quercetin, but I haven't seen that video.
Well, if you want to see it, it's AFLDS.com. And they have a whole list there of how to use hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine, yeah, sure.
Right. And they have a whole list of scientific papers. They jump off on another website called Medicine Uncensored, of all kinds of stuff there. But one of their protocols, they say for people with low risk, if you can't get the hydrochloroquine, is to use, how do you say, quercetin?
Yes, quercetin.
Yeah, 500 milligrams twice a day for 7 days. And I'm just wondering, what do you think about quercetin as helping to fight as an antiviral?
Not so much the antivirals, sir, but all the good things it does for the immune system and other things in the other areas, I should say, in the body, if I'm going to get that correct. Now, quercetin has been quite thoroughly researched, and one thing that's very important is that unless it's a case of hypersensitivity, which does happen to just about any molecule, and it's rare with quercetin, but unless it's hypersensitivity, there are no other serious adverse effects, and even the hypersensitivity just makes us feel a little off, a little weird, and then we can get it desensitized if you know a doc who does desensitization. So it's relatively speaking quite safe.
Okay. So what I hear about the hydrochloroquine is that it helps transport the zinc into the cells, which ends up killing the virus?
I'm not sure that that's the way it works, sir, but I know the hydroxychloroquine really does work. I'm sure you've seen some of those videos from the doc down in Texas who has, several hundred cases? They all got better? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. liposomal vitamin C, there's a doctor evidence out there that says that you can take an equivalent dose of liposomal vitamin C that's almost equivalent to getting an IV. Do you think that that's true?
I think he's close to true, sir. The most people can take a plain vitamin C is usually 10 grams a day or less. A very few people can go into the teens. But with liposomal vitamin C, I've talked to people who are using 20 to 30 grams a day to chase away various infections or to help them chase away various infections. And it's just a bit matter of can you afford it, because it is kind of pricey, but it is a lot more absorbable, no question.
20 to 30 grams a day. Wow, that's a lot.
I'm so when
your clinic gives out like your vitamin G injections, how many grams do you put in the IV?
If you're talking about vitamin C, sir, we go anywhere from 40 to about 75 or 80 grams, depending on the circumstance. It really depends on what it is we're trying to treat.
And so when you do it that way, there's no bowel intolerance?
Not a bit, sir. The veins don't control pooping.
Right. Well, I just wondered if the blood goes into the intestines to feed it.
Yeah,
so.
But we've not heard back from anybody who's been to the IV room about bowel intolerance from vitamin C IVs.
Okay. Well, hey, just a plug for your newsletter. I've been taking it for years. It's great. It's just totally chocked with usable information.
Thank you for taking care of yourself and reading it, sir. Congratulations to you too, and thank you. Okay, let's see, where are we before our next break? We're about 3 minutes, maybe two, from the next break. So what I can do here is listen to Bob, who says here is calling us from Thailand. If you have a question we can get in before the break, maybe I can think about it during.
Well, I hope we can get it in. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm calling about a 40-year-old lady friend. Can you hear me?
Yes, and I'll be back with you after the break, too. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
40-year-old lady friend, you said?
40-year-old lady friend of mine who has had digestive issues for about 9 months. Her main symptom is that... a lot of times when she eats regular food, she throws it up.
Mm-hmm.
Her formal diagnosis is hemorrhagic gastritis. So
oh, okay.
This has been going on a very long time. We've done an endoscopy, and what we see is some pinkness on the stomach lining, and we saw one small red spot, a little lesion.
Yeah.
We don't know what caused it. We've been to 7 gastroenterologists here. Most of them are MD, PhDs. They're all professors, but they haven't been able to fix this. And this part of it might be up your alley. She's been taking acid blockers for about 8 months.
Oh, that's definitely something that has to stop. We'll get to the why of that. After the break, but it's got to stop, sir, because what that does is cause malnutrition and
that's what I told an MD, PhD professor today. I've read and heard about what you said about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, since we don't hear the music for the break, I'll tell you about one of the things, sir, that might be of use. And even though you're in Thailand, you can get it emailed to you. It's called the Stomach Lining Rebuilding Protocol. And you just get in touch with the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. You can find their phone number online. Just look up Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. And then just ask them to email you, or regular mail if you prefer, but they can email you a copy of the Stomach Lining Rebuilding Protocol. Now, there's 6 things on there, and I can't remember them all, but the very first one is easy to find, usually, aloe vera gel. Okay, well,
okay.
I hear the music trying to start there, sir. You hang on. We'll be back with you.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients. each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay, and we'll get right back over. We'll get back right back over to Bob, who's hanging on the line there from Thailand. You still with us, Bob?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. She is malnourished and she's weak.
Yep.
And this has been going on for 9 months. And do you think she should stop the acid blockers, even though she may still have the irritation of the stomach lining?
Absolutely, sir. There is no way of getting nutrition in, except intravenously, of course, except by starting in the stomach with the food. Acid blockers, they block the acidic phase of digestion. I know that's what they're designed to do, but somebody forgot to notice that if you block the acidic phase of digestion, you can't get the minerals separated from their organic matrix. The protein won't bust into amino acids and so forth. Now, if it were possible, and it may not be in Thailand, after 6 months of blocking all that stuff from getting into the body, what we would be doing here at Tahoma Clinic is infusing intravenously all the stuff that was blocked by those acid blockers, namely the amino acids and the whole variety of minerals that have not been separated for 6 months from the organic matrix, so they just went in one end and out the other. Now, getting over to that stomach lining rebuilding protocol, sir, we just had a commercial here for Tahoma Dispensary. If you feel like giving them a phone call, it says 888-893-6878. 888-893-6878. They will email you a copy of that lining protocol thing. Aloe vera is one thing on that. Another one that comes to mind right away is a very particular form of zinc, sir, called zinc carnosine. I didn't make that up. C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N.
She was on that for about 2 months, and we didn't notice any difference.
Well, that's only partially the point, sir, here. The point is that in research done a number of years back, zinc carnosine did every bit as well as the acid-blocking medications in healing ulcers. So you should know that it can, or it has been researched, shown to do that. But there's four other things on that stomach lining rebuilding protocol, and another one is chamomile tea. They're coming back to me slowly. I never had to use the protocol, as you can tell. Got any chamomile tea handy? That and the aloe vera gel and the zinc carnosine and the other three things on there. Now, I'm going to switch to someplace else, sir. If you shut off the cells that make acid, which you do with an acid blocker, those cells are also supposed to make a factor that somebody went and named intrinsic factor. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I have.
Good. As you know then, it grabs onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into the body. And guess what? If your cells can't make acid, they can't make intrinsic factor. And one of the reasons people are low in energy after 6 months of acid blockers is they can swallow all the B12 they want to, and it won't get in. It'll land in the toilet because the intrinsic factor hasn't been made, and the cells, if they're going to resume making acid intrinsic factor, we don't know that for sure. We don't know how long it takes them to recover. Because nobody's ever researched that. That would be bad publicity for the acid blocker medication companies. Oh, my goodness, it takes that long for the stomach to recover from your medicine? Huh, what do you know? Anyway, have you got availability of vitamin B12 shots anywhere, sir? Injections, because they're very safe. They're used in all the old folks' homes, as they're called. And they really do perk up the energy of people who've been acid blocked.
And you think she should come out off the acid blockers even though she still has irritation of the stomach lining and a possible lesion?
That's what that lining protocol is for, sir, is to soothe that, because staying on the acid blockers is the way to such serious malnutrition that one can actually die of the malnutrition. And I'm not kidding you. That comes from data organized by the Mayo Clinic and published in 1932, showing that people with insufficient stomach acid were more likely to die sooner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's...
Okay, well, we will still keep forging ahead then, and I thank you for your time. I know there are other people waiting for you, but thanks very much for the info.
Okay, sir. Well, I hope it's a help, and contact the dispensary about that stomach lining rebuilding protocol. And if there's all possible anyway to get some vitamin B12, I don't know of anybody who's ever died of vitamin B12 shots ever. Not reported in scientific literature either. Okay, so looks like Bob is gone. So, oh yes, we have Dan and Carol and Karen. So I better shut up and listen to Dan. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, sir.
I had a question about an issue that I'm having with low blood pressure.
Yes, and, sir.
Well, mainly low pulse.
Okay.
But I did have some low blood pressure, but I think that's more understandable. So what's happened is over about the last year and a half to 2 years, I've finally been diligent and lost about 65 pounds.
Nice
and,
going.
Thank you. I've been on and been able to maintain it for the longest ever, so I'm very pleased with that. And I've been on blood pressure medications, you know, for most of my life. I got off them at one point and had to get back on. And I've noticed over a period of months that my blood pressure was starting to run low, and I had not really been watching my pulse, so my impression was it was not too low, but recently it's been quite low. So as my blood pressure was going low, I've been working with my cardiologist and reducing my medications, and I'm down to very, very little blood pressure medication. But over about the last 2 months, I've been checking with multiple devices and noticing low pulse. And I just had a checkup with my cardiologist about that. And she's putting me through some tests. I've still got one test coming up. Some other ones I've got results back. And let's see what else. As far as how I'm doing, I feel really good. I've got a lot of energy. If I wasn't measuring my pulse, I wouldn't be aware that it's low. You know, I feel great. And so that's kind of the circumstance there. I'm trying to get to the bottom of why my pulse might be low.
Okay, sir. You said you lost quite a number of pounds. What is your present weight and your height?
My height is 5'6". My high water mark was a huge 235, and I'm down to about 170.
Okay, so you're still not underweight for height at 170. And your pulse has been what, sir?
It's varied. I've been keeping records of it, but lately it's been running. I mean, I got a reading today of 33. That's the lowest I ever got, but it seems to be consistently in the 40s.
Okay, sir. There's a test for adrenal gland strength, which I'm fairly sure did not get ordered. Because we cannot tell adrenal gland strength from a blood test check, cortisol, cortisone. But according to textbooks, the better measurement of whether the adrenals are strong comes from adding three of the metabolites of cortisone and cortisol. When the pulse is that low, sir, you probably know that one of the things that drives the pulse up happens to be adrenaline, and it's named adrenaline because it's made in the adrenal glands. Sounds like that might be getting on the weak side, sir, the adrenaline secretion, particularly with a pulse as low as 33 to 40. But also, sir, when the adrenals get weak, it's not just the part of the adrenal glands that makes adrenaline that gets weak. The other part, called the adrenal cortex, gets weak, too. The adrenaline is made in one part. The cortex makes the cortisol, cortisone, and so forth. And if a person has weak adrenal glands, it is difficult to get it recognized, say it that way, by standard of care physicians. But there is a test that's available through Meridian Valley Laboratory, and yes, I am a consultant to them, no question about that. One has to collect all the urine for 24 hours. It's turned into the laboratory. They measure a whole variety of what are called glucocorticoids, which just means corticoids that help to regulate blood sugar, which includes cortisone and cortisol. But it also includes the three things that tell you the overall strength of the adrenals. Now, in addition to thinking about that, you might this might not be a coincidence for us, but the very last issue of Green Medicine Newsletter that just came out, which happened to be, what is this, the September issue, talks about how to rebuild the adrenal glands, sir.
And very good.
Yeah, and oddly enough, one of the very first things to think about is the mineral chromium. I am not kidding you at all. A doc who wrote a book, and the book is cited in the newsletter, paid a very, very good laboratory to measure the chromium content of fetal and childhood adrenal glands. And what he found was the chromium content was, for the females, no kidding, 14 times as high. And for the males, it was 6 times as high. And here's the bad news. Another doctor over in the UK who routinely measured minerals over a 30-year span at his laboratory found that chromium was the one mineral that always went down from childhood onward and never went back up. And the reason for that is there are no foods that are sufficiently high in chromium to make a difference. If you look up foods high in chromium on your computer, it'll tell you the highest is broccoli. And if you have a whole serving of broccoli, it gives you one-third the daily allowance. You'd have to have 3 big servings of broccoli every day to even keep up with the chromium you had when you were a small child, sir. But chromium's not the only thing. Any good doc who knows what they are doing with natural medicine will tell you there's a botanical out there called ashwagandha, which helps to strengthen the adrenal glands. And then Albert Saint-Georges taught us all, he won a Nobel Prize for it too, that there's more vitamin C in the adrenal glands than any place else in the body, and there's more pantothenic acid there than anything, that's vitamin B5, than any place else except in the brain. You'll read all about that in the September Green Medicine newsletter. And I always recommend, of course, that you check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine, about other things that might help you out too, and to make sure that none of these things are likely to hurt. But it really does sound like, I can't prove it without a test, but it sounds like weak adrenal glands, sir. People whose adrenal glands are stronger, they get excited, and up goes their pulse, because out came all the adrenaline.
Well, that is really good. We will read that. We do have your newsletter, and I had not read that article, so I will do that. I think I may want to get this test that you mentioned. Are you seeing patients at all now yourself? Or
yes, I am, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and the other doctors in the clinic do know about this test, though, no question about it. It's called an adrenal steroid analysis. It's done with a 24-hour urine collection.
So ahead of following up on that, I'm taking, depending on what we've got on hand, either does Radeal you do the same as the ashwagandha? Or
Not quite as good, no. The ashwagandha
okay.
does the best.
I think right now I'm taking ashwagandha. Would you recommend to, I'm not sure how many, probably one or two, I don't know what the strength is. Would you recommend, preparing to do these other things, to up the dosage of that and vitamin
yes.
C also?
Yes, sir, because it won't hurt anything to do so, and it'll take a while to work.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right, sir. Well, good luck, and talk to the folks at Meridian Valley Lab and get that test jug sent to you. You don't have to send the whole jug back, by the way, just a little bit of the contents.
Great. And I will be sure to do that. Thank you so much for your help, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling in. Okay, we heard that music try to go, and let's let it go.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at meridianvalleylab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay. And since we happen to have here, my goodness, Carol, Karen, Richard, Charlie, I hope I can get to you all, so I'll shut up and listen to Carol right away. Is Carol still with us?
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I had a couple of questions. One was more related to the allopathic medicine, navigating your diagnostics, you know, back to, say, like your clinic or someone's naturopath. What parts do you think are really valuable to do that with, like what labs, what diagnostics? And then what do we do better in, you know, in the natural medicine? Like, I think it's maintenance. But, and then what types of prescriptions do you think are friendly, you know, naturally speaking? And then high blood pressure was my next question, just for asking for my partner.
Okay. Well, yeah. Ma'am, let's see. Going backwards on that, kind of, there is a local firm called Ayush Botanicals, A-Y-U-S-H. I didn't make the name up.
I know that one.
Oh, goody. Half the family's over in India. Another part of the family's over here. They have an organic farm up near the Himalayas. And they sell something called Carditone, C-A-R-D-I-T-O-N-E.
Yeah.
I think it's Ayush that makes that. And that does help to lower blood pressure. However, one of its possible not-so-fun effects for some of us guys is, oops, good old ED starts to pop its head up if we use a lot of it. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm having trouble hearing you a little bit.
Okay. I said perfect. Some of the trouble with the Carditone, C-A-R-D-I-T-O-N-E, for some of us guys is, as I said, good old ED pops up a little from time to time. Yeah, and a lot of guys don't like that, you know. But there are other things that one can do to lower one's blood pressure. But first thing we got to do is see if we can find a cause for it, ma'am. So what else was on? What else was on your list there?
Oh, so basically, how do you find the cause for the blood pressure? But the other one was more of a general navigation from allopathic to naturopathic medicine. Like, what are the good parts that you use of allopathic versus what do we shine at in the natural medicine world? Functional medicine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that regular allopathic medicine mostly does a terrific job of surgery and surgical procedures and stuff like that. But the cause of a problem is never, ever, ever a lack of patent medications. And since they're so thoroughly doused in patent medications in medical school like I was, we just apply the patent medication because that's standard of care. We don't go looking for the cause any further than let's have a patent medicine here for you. So anyway, I think naturopathic medicine is a whole lot better at finding the cause of problems and addressing them. And the standard of care is much, much better at surgeries.
Very good. I do agree. And trauma, of course, trauma care and emergency medicine, of course,
Yes, ma'am. Except there's some things.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Some things can be done in natural medicine from an emergency care point of view too. There's this total nonsense of FDA sending letters to practitioners who've used high dose vitamin C and hydroxychloroquine to get rid of the coronavirus. That's just total nonsense. I don't know what those people are thinking about.
Right. No, I gotcha. Yeah. And on your list of your, I think there's like a top five things to rule out on the blood pressure causes. I think one was the Atlas neck thing and vitamin D and I think heavy metal. And I don't know why I can't think of the other two, but that's what
Right at the moment, I'd have to check my own list, ma'am, but you got three of them anyway. Yep, you got three of them. Anything else there, ma'am? Because we got some other folks
Thank
waiting.
Thank you very much. Let Donna or whoever's next. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. That would be Karen. Hi, Karen. What's on your mind?
An elderly friend who has recently gone blind.
Aw.
Like maybe within the last year or so. She can't read and she can't drive. She can see just a little.
Mm-hmm.
And about, I don't know, 2 years ago, she suffered with high blood, not high blood pressure, heart, congestive heart.
Ooh.
And she was in the hospital, I think, for a week or so. They put her on, they put her on a drug. And she was on that for 4 months, and that's when she went blind. So they've diagnosed her with toxic optic neuropathy. But my question is, it seems like there's several conditions that are caused from low stomach acid.
Oh, quite a number, ma'am.
Yeah, and I wondered if that was a possibility.
The reason there's so many problems caused by that is because the lack of breaking down the proteins into amino acids and the lack of breaking out the mineral content of what we eat, and both of those require hydrochloric acid and the accompanying enzyme that the stomach always makes called pepsin. So in her situation, though, there's another thing to think about. Sounds like she's probably over 65 or 70. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yeah, she's in her 80s.
And there you go. Now, here's something that gets totally ignored by conventional medicine, even though we get taught in medical school something that should make it obvious, and that is the heart is nothing but a big muscle. And where does a woman's testosterone go after menopause? It goes bye-bye. And so has anybody, I bet, ever bothered to check her testosterone level and supplied her with a woman's natural amount of testosterone? I do not mean a male amount of testosterone. That would strengthen the heart right away, but that always gets overlooked. The heart's a big old muscle. It's testosterone dependent. So why don't we pay attention to that?
Okay. So that could be related to her blindness.
No, I don't think so, ma'am. I'm not sure, though. Blindness, that I have not heard of a toxic eyeball, but I'm sure the eye doctors know about that better than I do, ma'am. I've just not heard of it yet. Mm-hmm. Usually what we treat, the things we can treat people successfully for are the macular degeneration problems, and it does not sound like this was labeled macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm. She is also very dizzy.
Oh, my. Does she need a natural medicine doctor and a chiropractor? Both, ma'am. When we're dizzy, one of the causes of that is weak adrenal glands. There's also a cause of crystals being in the ear. And there are a few chiropractors who know how to deal with that by neck adjustments. But I don't know if she can make it to a chiropractor.
Yeah, she'd have to be driven.
Yeah.
So the adrenal, you said your adrenal glands.
A possibility, ma'am. I can't say for sure, but when in one's 80s and getting dizzies, that is one of the possibilities, yes.
Okay.
And to test that, there's this 24-hour urine collection. They send you out a jug from the laboratory, and you don't have to send them the whole jug full of urine back. You send them a little test tube back. But that tells us about strong or weak adrenal glands.
So would the best place for her to come be the Tahoma Clinic?
If she wants to, ma'am, and if she can, yes.
Okay,
so we got to go, ma'am. You can hear the music. And since we only have about 20 seconds left, it says leg cramps next to Richard's name. Hey, leg cramps can easily be taken care of with a series of what are called rapid magnesium intravenous pushes. Takes about half a dozen of them, and leg cramps are usually gone, and it's time for me to shut up.